Sam Mitchell is in dialogue with West Coast Eagles hierarchy.
I can see that.
At the prospect of a trade to finish his career at West Coast.
So you're talking Stevie J type scenario.
2 years and finish up as a coach beyond that. And he's only on a one-year deal at Hawthorn for next year.
That was Kim Hagdon on 6PR in Perth last night talking about Sam Mitchell's future. There's one way to sort this out.
Go straight to the man himself.
Let's do that. Sam Mitchell, four-time premiership player, reigning Hawthorn Best and Fairest winner, is in Queenstown, New Zealand, trying to have a holiday. Hey. Sorry about to interrupt you, Sam.
No, that's all right. Actually, I thought I'd just give you a little plug. It's good to have you two back, first day since the grand final, but also my wife's listening to you guys on the app, trying to figure out what I'm going to say.
Well, Sam, tell us about that. Kim Hagdon has just said that you've been in dialogue with Simo and the West Coast Eagles, and that the possibility of that you may be playing for West Coast next year. Damien Barrett says you'll be playing for the West Coast next year. Can you tell us one way or the other if that's the case or not?
I can't tell you either way at this point. I guess I'll give you the background and the reason as you said, it's better to get it from the horse's mouth, so better that I talk about it than you. I mean, you got a few facts wrong. There's no two-year playing at West Coast and only 1 year at Hawthorn, so a few things about what he said was wrong. But I guess to give you the context, probably about 12 months ago, I was in chats with West Coast about coaching. You never know how long you're going to play at my age, and I've had about 5 or 6 one-year deals in a row from Hawthorn. So about 12 months ago, West Coast came to me with the idea. And are you still there?
Yes, mate. Yeah, we're listening. Very intently.
Yeah.
So they came to me with the idea of coaching when I was finished. It wasn't really about when playing there. That was not really on the table. But that was about 12 months ago, and I spoke to Hawthorn about that and said that, you know, they know I've done a lot of coaching preparation. I'm at level 3 and done a lot of work with David Whedon with the next coach program, and that's my future is in coaching. So that was 12 months ago. And a couple of weeks ago, it was actually Brownlow Day. Clarko came over, and to be honest, Clarko's just been so honest and such a good friend for such a long time. He's, in a sense, looking out for me. He came over to my house on Brownlow Day, and we had a very open chat, and he said, look, I know that you want to go into coaching. You're not going to play forever with Hawthorn. Would it be something you'd be interested in to maybe go and play there for a little bit and then go into coaching? You know,
so Clarko suggested it, Sam?
Well, it was as a friend. It was just a discussion. I didn't go to the club and say, I want to go to West Coast. Clarko came over and said, as a friend, is that something you'd be interested in? And you could have knocked me over with a feather, to be honest.
So you reckon Simo's had a chat to Clarko about it?
I'm not sure how those things. I mean, as you said, better to get it out of the horse's mouth. I can only tell you the components of the story that I know. But you could have knocked exactly the way you guys are now. You could have knocked me over with a feather at that point, as you'd imagine. And but after we chatted for about an hour and really just chatting away about life and where we're going to finish up and what Hawthorn's list is at and what I'm going to do with my future. And after chatting with him, and then obviously the most important thing going in, and I went into my wife and, you know, told her what had happened and expected it just to be hit on the head. And because we'd been considering moving there at some point in the future, she actually was like, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. Our kids are at the perfect age. My daughters are going to start school next year. My son's in prep. If we're going to move, it's probably better for us as a family to do it now rather than later. And it could only really be those couple of clubs. I mean, the respect that Simo and West Coast have, and with Hawthorn and Clarko, I think, I mean, we've had this, there's been some talk about this for 2 weeks, and you guys have just have to get it out now. So the amount of respect and the people that have known about it, with a bit of work going on behind the scenes, it shows the level of respect that's there between the clubs. And I think if this goes through, because there's no certainty too, I mean, it's still early in trade period and all those things, but I guess the way we look at it is that it could be a win for Hawthorn and help to free up some salary cap stuff and not have to move on all the guys that are being talked about at the moment. And I think hopefully I can go over and help West Coast if that's what happens. And
so would it be your preferred outcome, Sam, at this point? Is this your desire to make this move happen?
It's in a bit of a funny spot, to be honest, because if I say at Hawthorn, that's okay, that's great. I've had a great career there and will continue to do so. If I move to the West Coast, then I'd be really excited by something new and a new prospect, and I feel like I've done the right thing by Hawthorn if that's what eventuates. And at the moment, I can't really mentally commit to either. So for the last 2 weeks, I've had one foot in either camp. It's been a bit awkward, but you know, these are the things. It's the first time in my 15-year career that I've ever been in this position with anything even slightly remotely chance to be in a trade. So it's a bit of an awkward situation. I can't really jump into either camp at the moment until something happens one way or the other.
Mitch, I can't see your face. You're over there in New Zealand, but I get a hint of excitement. I feel as though it may be the
for a new future.
Yeah, something different. You sound energetic. You sound like you're really open to the idea, and it's a mature approach by two clubs that obviously have great respect for one another. That this could be more likely than unlikely.
Well, I'm really glad that you said that, because that's the genuine how I feel about it. That it has been a really respectful process. Hawthorn have been really transparent with me for years on my contract and how it's going and how their list is progressing and what they need to do to continue to be at the top of the game. And what you guys say out of this interview is probably going to be what everyone says after it. And if the story is, you know, these are three parties, the Hawthorn Football Club, the West Coast Eagles Football Club, and that Sam Mitchell and his family, if all three of those parties, I think, could come out of this with a win, then I think that's probably the right way to look at it. That's actually the facts. It's probably not quite as dramatic and as excellent and as good of news as people might like it to be, but I think that's the real story. And I am a little bit excited, but having said that, if this falls through and I stay at Hawthorn, then I've spent 15 years there and we'll continue to soldier on and do what we do.
But it could also answer some other questions too, Sam, in relation to Jager and Tommy Mitchell and, you know, the legacy that you leave enables other players to come in and regenerate the Hawthorn list.
Well, that was part of it. That was part of the discussion. I mean, I think although the Hawthorn fans would, I hope they'll hate to see me go, if that's the way it went. I think when you look at some of the young guys that they'll get in a few years' time, I'll be finished and forgotten about, and these guys will still be superstars of the game, and they'll say, gee, everyone got something out of that, and that was one of those good trades where everyone won. So that's the perfect case scenario. At this stage, this hasn't gone through. They've still never been involved in this sort of thing before, so I've got no idea how it works. Trade tables and trade periods and things like that. It's a little bit different now, even because it's public rather than it being just all behind closed doors for the last couple of weeks. To be honest, I've got no idea what happens from here, but either way, I'm glad it's been explored to this point and hopefully continues on.
Sam, what did Hodgie say?
No one knew about it. I got a phone call this morning. It's actually a couple of hours later here than where you guys are. So I got a phone call at about 8 o'clock this morning, which was 6 a.m. where you are, to say this has actually started to go a little bit public. So to that point, I told less than five people. So that's how we were able to keep it in-house. And the people that I had told weren't involved in the footy club. They were just people that I wanted to get advice from a different angle. So to this point, I'm not even sure they know.
Just finally, Sam, you know, you'll swing both ways, I'd imagine, over the next little while, but what's your instinct at the moment? Are you more likely to go than stay, or if you, in your heart's desire? How are you feeling?
I'm a bit uncomfortable answering that, to be honest. Okay. If I give you an answer on that, whichever way it doesn't go, I'm going to rub it the wrong way. So I'm going to boat out of that. Whichever way it goes, I'll be a very happy footballer next year at whichever club that's at.
Sam, I just want to give you some feedback. The amount of respect that you're getting off the SMS in relation to being so open and honest, and refreshingly open and honest, is blowing people away. It's a mature approach. It's something that Hawthorn have been very, very good at in dealing with people in the right way, that players come in and leave better people. If you do happen to leave Hawthorn, you leave a better person. You've been awesome for us. You've been awesome for the game. And knowing that you're not finished, but it may be in different colours, I think it's exciting for you and your family. And whatever way you go, mate, good luck, well done, and enjoy New Zealand.
Certainly will do. Maybe the reason I'm so excited, I'm standing on the end of a pier looking at the snow-capped mountains just in front of me, so I am in a pretty happy place right now, regardless of what's going on back there.
Bungee jump, Sam?
Absolutely not. I did a bike ride out to the bungee a couple of days ago, and I did see a lady dump, and the look of fear and terror on her face was enough to scare me off.
Good on you, mate. Enjoy
well
your
done. Thanks for taking our call.
No worries. Cheers.
Sam See Mitchell, you. What a champ. Four-time premiership player, best in first winner multiple times,
well, there
and
you go.
Is straight as an arrow and honest about where he sits.
Now, that just changes
everything
for Hawthorn, because now, if that happens, the room opens up. They're able to do some serious negotiating at the highest level. That becomes the biggest story of the trade period.